This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Last spring, when the pandemic hit, vehicle traffic across Michigan nearly disappeared. It was crazy, wasn't it? Traffic jams nearly non-existent, gas prices plummeting. Many assumed that with that kind of drop in driving, the number of car crashes would decrease. They did, but there's a huge caveat on that. Official state numbers were published last week, and joining us now to explain is Michigan State Trooper and regular Stateside guest, Lieutenant Michael Shaw. Lieutenant Shaw, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you for having me.
How much did traffic crashes decrease in Michigan during the pandemic year when we were all so preoccupied?
So we actually saw traffic crashes go down, but the bad part about it was traffic crashes resulted in more fatalities. And, you know, that's kind of the measurement for us in law enforcement is not so many crashes that there may be, but more about the fatalities. And the strange part about it is, like you said, we would anticipate anybody, I think anybody would anticipate if traffic was going down, crashes would go down and fatalities would go down. Unfortunately for us, we saw traffic crashes rise above 1,000 for the first time in 3 years. So actually there was 1,083 fatalities across the state of Michigan, which is about a 10% increase from the 985 we had in 2019.
What is going on here, do you think? It would seem like with fewer people on the roads, that there would be less scope for folks to get in trouble on the road.
So we're looking at a couple of things, and kind of I'll back up a little bit of how these statistics work. So local, county, and state all put their statistics into a central system. It kind of gets worked its way through to make sure everybody's crashes are correct, yeah, updated, all that kind of stuff. And usually those stats will come out in the April, May timeframe. Once those stats come out, we got the kind of what happened aspect of everything. But now we need to go into the why that happened aspect of everything. And that's kind of where we're at now. We have some, you know, guesses from what we're hearing from troopers, what we're seeing in our traffic enforcement. We know speed is definitely going to be a factor. There's not a detail that we don't do anymore, that we don't clock at least somebody doing over 100, 110 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
We know that seatbelt use is something that for some reason during the pandemic, we saw a lot more single vehicle crashes where somebody would have survived if they were wearing a seatbelt, but that person was not. So I'm guessing, and this is just an educated guess on my part, we'll let the statisticians and all the experts kind of mill over all these stats as they get them to kind of determine where we're at from that next spot. But I think that's going to be part of it.
You know, there are some kinds of crime statistics that I'm not going to say that they can, you know, that we shouldn't trust them. But there are some kinds of crime statistics that can rely on reporting. I'm thinking of sometimes property crimes, sometimes sexual assault cases. But I mean, with traffic crashes and fatalities, that doesn't sound like something that might vary a bit depending on how the numbers are kept. Does it feel to you like these numbers are pretty durable?
Yes. One thing about, you know, like you said, traffic stats now, it depends on what's in the report too. So when we kind of look at it's called a UD-10. It's a universal traffic crash report that, you know, every police officer in Michigan fills out when they respond to a traffic crash, regardless of if you're a trooper, a deputy, or a local officer. And that report will change as we see different things go along. A prime example of that is distracted driving. We never really, maybe 5-6 years ago, we never really looked at distracted driving. That wasn't an indicator that we put on reports. So a lot of the numbers that we had for that were a lot lower, but now we're seeing them kind of come online because that is something that officers are now asking about. They're trying to determine if that's a part of it. But fatalities, you know, are unfortunately a fatality. If you're killed in a traffic crash, it's going to end up on that report sooner or later. Even if somebody is injured in a traffic crash later on down the road, if they should die in the hospital or after, you know, extensive medical treatment, things like that, that's going to be documented down the road if they should pass away.
Do you think that we might be in a new era of some motorists just ignoring traffic laws?
You know, I don't know if that's it. I think some of it may be, and again, you know, this is Mike Shaw and his opinion, which doesn't mean a whole lot of anything. However, people are having trouble driving. And I think it's kind of even hooked into some of the other things that we're seeing in society today with de-escalation troubles. People are getting involved in shootings on the freeway because somebody doesn't use a turn signal. Mm. You know, people are upset because they can't get to A to B in the amount of time that they think, you know, things are, should be done. You know, they have a certain expectation of where they're going to be. And then some people, you know, they're not very good drivers. And sometimes they think they are because, you know, everybody that you ever talk to, you know, if anything ever happens, it's not our driving, you know, it's the other person's. And, you know, my kids always hate to say this. We love to point the finger at others, but we never like to take that thumb and point it back to us and say, yeah, we're the problem out here. We need to change the way that we drive.
Sad but true. So let's say I'm driving and I see somebody doing something really dangerous. Is there anything that can be done? I mean, there's been many times I've thought, gee, I ought to call the state police about this or something. But, you know, someone in a Dodge Charger just goes flying by at 120 miles per hour. Is it even worth calling about something like that?
So there's actually a couple of things you can do. And I kind of related about the shootings before. What I don't want you to do is engage with that person. You never know what's going on in their mind, what they have inside that car or anything like that. So don't, you know, we used to give the famous one finger salute and things like that to other drivers when we were upset. People are getting shot for that now. So we don't want anybody to do that. The second thing we want you to do is we always talk about be aware of your surroundings. And that includes when you're driving your car. You'd be surprised how many people get involved in incidences either on the freeway or on the roadways or in one of our townships that we patrol. And when the 911 operator asks them where they are or where it happened at, they don't know. So even before you kind of get involved in anything, keep an eye out on where you're at. You should know, you know, what exit you are on the freeway. You should know what road that you're driving on. And then absolutely, if you see somebody driving like that, call 911. If there's a trooper that's in the area, we're going to go try to find this person, you know, because maybe we're going to keep them from killing themselves or somebody else. So definitely, you know where you're at. Don't engage them. Don't try to get a license plate number or anything like that. Just describe what you saw and, you know, usually there's a trooper close enough in some of these areas that we'll be able to try to find that person.
Lieutenant Michael Shaw of the Michigan State Police. Lieutenant Shaw, thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.